This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas filling in for Antonia Gonzalez. Athletic great Jim Thorpe has been awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously. The Presidential Medal of Freedom is the nation's highest civilian honor presented to individuals who have made exemplary contributions to the prosperity or security of the United States, world peace, or other significant societal, public, or private endeavors. James Francis Thorpe was an American athlete and Olympic gold medalist and a member of the Sac and Fox Nation. Thorpe was the first Native American to win a gold medal for the United States in the Olympics. He won two Olympic gold medals in the 1912 Summer Olympics, and he was also a professional football, baseball, and basketball player. He died in 1953 at the age of 65. Among the recipients were former Vice President and United States Senator Al Gore and Opal Lee, an educator and activist known for her efforts to make Juneteenth a federally recognized holiday. The awards were announced at the White House last week. The Board of Trustees with the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, located in Juneau, Alaska, recently appointed a new member to help lead the nonprofit's programs. Tlingit Clinical Community Psychologist Andatjun Alicia Marvin of Anchorage will fill the seat, which was recently vacated by longtime trustee Jean Brainig. Marvin said in a statement, quote, "I will be using my training and community work in psychology to contribute to the important work of SHI. I am honored to serve on the Board of Trustees as I find deep meaning in community service," end quote. Marvin belongs to the Raven Moiety Clan and the Whale House. SHI President Rosita World said she looks forward to Marvin's contributions and expressed gratitude for her service of Brainig, who is Haida and was recently elected to serve as president of the Kasan Village Corporation, Kavilko Incorporated. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is a private nonprofit founded in 1980 to perpetuate and enhance Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures of Southeast Alaska. The Sitka Tlingit Clan houses in Southeast Alaska was recently put on a list of the most endangered historic places in America. The National Trust for Historic Preservation revealed the Tlingit Clan houses on the 2024 list this week, an annual ranking that spotlights significant sites of American history that are at risk of destruction or irreparable damage. The list also includes the Hudson Athens Lighthouse in Athens, New York, Little Tokyo in Los Angeles, California, and the Cindy Walker House in Mexia, Texas. In a statement, President and CEO of the National Trust for Historic Preservation, Carol Quillen, said, quote, "This year's most endangered historic places list shows how our collective idea of American history has expanded in recent years, along with our ideas about which places are worth saving," end quote. The list of America's most endangered historic places debuted in 1988 and has proven to be a highly effective tool for shining a light on the nation's most endangered historic sites. Some tribal nations of the United States have long traditions of using wildland fire for a number of purposes, like subsistence, resource management, and ceremonial activities. A new paper tries to quantify the scale of such cultural burning in the ancestral territory of a Northern California tribe. Researchers worked in close collaboration with the members of the Karuk tribe and their Natural Resources Department. On roughly 650,000-acre swath of the Karuk ancestral territory, the authors found that nearly 7,000 fires burning some 15% of that acreage were set annually. Co-author Christopher Dunn is a professor at Oregon State University.
It really offers us a foundation of what could be, probably a foundation of what should be.
Among the many recommendations to address the wildfire crisis from a major federal commission's report last year was to dramatically increase the amount of beneficial fire, including cultural burning. I'm Jill Freitas.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at aarp.org.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.